The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's Ollie.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello and welcome to the Radiate Wellness Podcast with your host, metaphysician, Reiki master, and hypnotherapist, Christy Clemens Hoffman. Each week, we will discover teachings, tips, and tools to radiate your best life ever with practitioners, authors, and luminaries to help you on your path. Wellness, joy, peace, abundance. What do you want to radiate?
Hello and welcome back to the Radiate Wellness Podcast. Today we radiate balance with Gail Lynn, who is the inventor of the harmonic egg. I just had a harmonic egg session just the other day, and I can tell you, if you have one near you, you definitely want to go do a session with this. Hi, Gail. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Hi. Thanks for having me. I'm so honored.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You're in Denver. That's one of my favorite places.
Great. I have a view of the mountains right out my window.
Oh man. Oh, that sounds lovely. So, okay. Harmonic egg, for those who do not know what it is. What is the harmonic egg?
Okay. So in the Cliff Notes version, it's a sacred geometric sound and light healing chamber that helps your body come into balance. And so we decided Radiate Balance was the program. And so a lot of people are stuck in fight or flight. So that is the autonomic nervous system, rest and digest, and the fight or flight, you know, parasympathetic, sympathetic nervous system. But so many people are in fight or flight right now, in the fear and the freeze. And so what the harmonic egg works with is your natural ability to heal. We are beautiful beings that can heal ourselves. We have everything we need to heal ourselves, but we are stuck in this fight or flight stress and we don't have the right environment. Our environment at work is not conducive to balance. Our environments at home, for the most part, are not conducive to balance. And we have these stupid cell phones. They're smartphones, but they're really dumb. And the Ring doorbell and the bings and the dongs and the dings and the rings and the TV and the billboards and the radio. And we never really sit in silence and tune into ourselves. And so the harmonic egg gives you that time to tune into yourself, to find balance using only sound and light. We're vibrational beings of light from source, from God, from the universe. And so sound and light was used in ancient times and was quote unquote taken away from us. And so I brought it back in a resonant chamber combining sound and light. And so it works with Eastern medicine and Western medicine philosophies and brings your body back into homeostasis or balance. And it's a 40-minute session with 10 minutes of silence. There's no flashing lights. There's no loud sounds. Over 90 decibels is actually harmful to the body and can throw you into fight or flight. So the lower volume and the beautiful lights that are set for the intention that you have for your session that day, and they don't change because we don't want the flashing lights and all kinds of stuff, overstimulation. You're in there with you. It's not group healing. It's you. When we can help to heal ourselves and work with ourselves and increase our vibration, then that spills over to help the person that you run into at the grocery store, that you run into at wherever, your office, your neighborhood, and we need more love and less fear in the world.
No, this is so true. So it's interesting, Gail, because I just interviewed someone who also works with frequency of light and sound, Christopher Jordan from Texas. And we talked about the full spectrums of light, the full spectrums of sound. I definitely want to introduce you to, but this is light and sound really are these frequencies that can transform us. So what is it about? I mean, this is literally an egg, folks. I mean, it's this huge room-sized egg. Why the egg shape? How does that work with these frequencies?
So life comes from an egg for the most part, and we use the golden ratio. And what happened was, I don't know if it's, I know we can talk about UFOs and aliens on this show because it's your audience, but I mean, it is a download from God, but it's also felt like it's very galactic, very Sirian technology, mm-hmm. and very pure. It's made out of wood. The inside is all lined with wood. And so you have wood as an energy that doesn't hold information or energy from the last client, where crystals do. And if a healer doesn't know how to clear a crystal, you could be picking up energies from the last person that was quote unquote healed with that crystal. So I wanted it to be something that didn't hold energy or information. I wanted it to be an egg shape so that you could rebirth yourself. And many of people have experienced the very divine energies. I believe that it's basically a Sirian technology from Sirius B, but it's here on the planet now to help to heal the planet, to bring more love, to help people increase their spirituality, to become closer to their higher self so that they can find the answers for themselves. And they're not seeking the answers on the internet. They're not seeking the answers with healers who are not perfect. The harmonic egg supports you. It does. We're not saying, oh, you need us. You need a harmonic egg. You need yourself. You need to support yourself. We're not there to treat you as a dollar amount, a number, an illness. We're there to treat you as an essential part of your community so that you can go out and spread your love. And that so on and so on. There's an old commercial. I think it's a Clairol commercial where it's so on and so on and so on. And it just reverberates out that energy. And I have every day children staring at me. I was with a 3-week-old baby goat 2 days ago. And the owner was like, he likes you, of course, because I have a different energy that is radiating love. And it's attracting to babies, to adults, to animals. And then that night, the goat came to me and said, I need more minerals. So I told the owner, I said, the baby needs more minerals. And then, you know, my common sense indicator popped in. The goat, while I was there, was eating dirt, was trying to eat rocks. And she said, oh, I don't know why he does that, this silly little goat. Well, it was trying to get minerals. So if we pay attention to nature, we pay attention to ourselves, we have all the answers.
We do. We just have to get out of our own way. And I feel like the egg does that. You know, I did have my session on Saturday. We're recording on a Tuesday. So it's, I don't know. I think in the 80s, we would have termed it a sensory deprivation chamber, but it's not. I mean, we're tuning out the outside world. We're tuning into the inside world. We're bathed in light. We're bathed in the sound. You feel the frequency of the sound in your body and you resonate with the sounds. In my program, there was crickets, cricket sounds and night sounds. And it was just so relaxing. So you can tune in. Yeah.
Each piece of music is consciously created, that we're creating more and more music as the planet raises her vibration. And as we raise our vibration with the planet, and the harmonic egg is a conscious technology that raises its vibration as well. So the reason why I met the baby goat was I went to a ranch in Colorado called the Capella Ranch, and they have bee huts, bumblebee huts. Oh. So you lie in a hut on top of about 250,000 bees. And there's a different therapy. It's bee therapy, where you're breathing in what's the ions that they're releasing from the hives. And so what we're trying to do is I brought a friend of mine who was here from Peru that's going to create some music for us for the harmonic egg. I try to get cultural music so each past life can be evoked and dealt with. So we have Peruvian music. We have just music from different cultures. We have Sanskrit mantra music, just a variety of music to help anyone. But we asked the beekeeper if we could record the bees and incorporate the bees and the energy of the bees into a piece. And it's these half-baked ideas I get and then just downloads, right? So there's no coincidences or accidents. Right. I found this place right when the guy was in from Peru. He was in Denver. All this had to divinely be orchestrated. And so the beekeeper said, why don't you let me on 8-8, the Lionsgate portal, record 24 hours of the bees and give that to you. And when it's done, please let us know and we'll market it for you. But it was so cute. The bees love him. The bees were lovely. And we were talking about the frequencies. So everything gives off EMFs. They have recorded bees giving off EMFs through a EMF reader. So when we say EMFs are bad, I wouldn't say that bees' EMFs are bad. I would say they're very healing. So we were talking about each of the different tones and keys, and we can be missing a tone or a key from our voice, which can create an illness or a disease. And so each of our pieces of consciously created music are done with so much intention in the key of E or the key of G. And so I was surmising what it would be like to get a digital tuner and see which key or tone the bees were playing in. Well, then the bees told me every hive is different. Every swarm is different. It's because of the land that they're on, what they're next to, if they're next to water, what season it is. So they said, there's no way, lady, that you're going to be able to say that. And I was like, okay, love you guys. Thank you. And so when we do this research and we say we did research on one swarm of bees or one hive of bees, and then we say it's definitive, they're at 430 to 530 hertz, we're wrong. There are so many factors, what country, what climate, what time, what season. And the bees showed me that there was no way to be able to say definitively this information. So I'm a researcher, I'm a scientist, I'm an engineer, but I'm also a woo-woo, spiritual, intuitive type person. So it's very strange to live in this body. I love my life, but it's very interesting to observe myself.
It's interesting. Well, you know, science and the woo-woo are not mutually exclusive. They really aren't. And I wish more people understood that they're really on the same spectrum and they're not at opposite ends at all. So we can inform each other. So you came to developing this harmonic egg through your own personal healing journey, really. Can you tell what happened?
Absolutely. So I started out born and raised in Detroit. So blue collar environment. My dad had a seventh grade education. My mom had a high school diploma. But I always knew there was more. But at age 17, I developed migraine headaches. Didn't know why or how this all came on. But interestingly enough, the universe had dropped me into a job at a doctor's office as a receptionist, you know, 17-year-old receptionist. And I talked to the doctors and they said, well, you know, there's really no cure for migraine headaches. And I don't like when people say there's no cure or you can't or anything like that, because I think there's infinite potential realities. You can create your own realities. Were you saying something? I think you were muted.
No, it's just that when they say you just have to learn to live with it. No.
No. I say heck to the no, right? So I said, no, I'm not going to accept that answer. So for 23 years, I was searching for a cure for my migraine headaches. And I always tell my clients, don't say my, which I just said, because then you give it an address. So I had and was dealing with these things called migraine headaches. Well, constant stress. Then I was working in automotive. I got fired from the doctor's office because they were giving out diet pills. Basically, they were giving speed to a bunch of old ladies and they were gaining weight. And I brought it to their attention. I said, if I look at these charts, this lady's gained 20 pounds and she's been on your diet pills for 10 years. So I was just appalled. And then the pain pills, they were actually, the pharmacist had to stop taking prescriptions from this doctor because they were finding his patients were selling the drugs on the streets. So when they came up to the window and they said, I need more pain pills, I said, you have to wait 30 days. It's only been 15. And so they said, you're fired. So I got fired. Great, fine. And then I worked in automotive. Then I worked in telecommunications. Then I worked in Hollywood. And this was over like a 20, 25 year span. I'm 52 now. And at the age of 37, I found myself with thyroid problems, liver problems. I had found the cure for the migraines, which I'll explain quickly. But then I had cystic acne. My hair was falling out. I had reproductive problems, insomnia. I was a hot mess. And I was that person that said, well, you know, as you get older, things start to fall apart. So no, I don't accept that anymore because I am absolutely perfect. We are all perfect the way that we are. And all those things are gone. But what I realized that migraines can be from parasites. They can be from heavy metals. They can be from a Lyme disease or an Epstein-Barr virus in the body. They can be from a fatty liver. So a lot of anger that I held on to affected my liver. So once I was able to use sound and light to reset my body, to rebalance the body, basically everything that I described went away. And I was shocked, confused, and intrigued. So I started researching. And now it's 15 years later, I have a lot of answers as to why that works.
Wow. Now, part of your explanation of where this technology came from is Syrian technology. Have you ever had encounters with our alien brethren?
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I don't want to take too much of your time, but I would like to ask you a few simple favors. First of all, please rate, review, and share this podcast wherever you're listening. You know, it sounds like a simple little thing, and it is, but it has a huge impact for us because it helps other people find us in the podcasting algorithms. I don't know how it works, but I do know that it helps a lot. Next, if you would subscribe or follow wherever you're listening, whether that's YouTube or Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Pandora, Spotify, wherever you're listening, just hit subscribe or follow, and that helps you and it helps us. It helps you because then you receive notifications when we have a new episode that's out. It helps us because, again, algorithm magic, I don't know what happens. But it helps. And then finally, you can support our podcast in a tangible way by going to radiatewellnesscommunity.com/podcast and then click on support the show. Now, we have a new feature too. We are now on Patreon. You can find us on Patreon. You can also find the link to Patreon when you go to radiatewellnesscommunity.com/podcast. So on Patreon, for $3 a month or $5 a month, you can support your metaphysical and spiritual growth. You can learn about upcoming guests, and you can get early and ad-free versions of the shows. So please support us. This podcast is free for you to listen, but we have costs, and quite frankly, they come out of my pocket. So if you like this content, if you get a lot out of it, please see what you can do to give back. Thank you so much.
I do believe that I have had many, and I do believe that we are all aliens in some way, shape, or form. So I always say, I like to help the humans.
I love that. I love that. So this frequency, the light and the sound frequency, you basically developed it to help yourself. And did it, I know the answer already, but hopefully you can address this. Did it help? How did it help? And what did you find along the way?
Yes, it did help. Like I said, nothing that I described earlier, I have anymore. I'm not on any prescription medicines. I hardly take any supplements. We can supplement through light colors. like reds and oranges can supplement B vitamins. We can supplement through color. It's so beautiful. So along the way, I realized that the body has to heal physically, emotionally, and spiritually, and environmentally. So some clients will experience a smell in the room of either heavy metals or a sweet smell that can be fungus or candida. They'll experience sometimes what they just ate. I've smelled French fries and macaroni and cheese. And so you're detoxing this because when the autonomic nervous system is in balance, when your body is in harmony, it can heal itself. It is not the egg. It is the environment of the egg that is giving your body back the ability to heal itself naturally. You don't need 30 healers charging you hundreds of thousands of dollars. You need an environment which you can allow your body to support and heal itself. So I've come to that conclusion. So first, a lot of things went away physically. The migraines and the thyroid and the liver and the this and the that and the hair falling out. And then it was environmentally. So you would smell heavy metals, or I would smell heavy metals. Then I would go and seek out a doctor and ask the questions, if this and that, could this result? Yes, of course. If this and that were related, could this result? Yes. We did blood work on me. We did live blood analysis on me. We did heart rate variability on me. I was a guinea pig. And I would see a urine challenge with heavy metals, and the heavy metals would be gone. And, you know, we would do pre and post. So I was doing these experiments on myself. And then I said, okay, all right, I don't remember most of my childhood. I don't remember waking up on Christmas Day with Santa Claus, if you have that belief system. And that's a big significant thing that children experience, is Santa Claus and the presents and this. I didn't have that. I had an alcoholic father. My mother was a control freak. They fought all the time. And so I suppressed a lot of those emotions or stories. And then they started coming up. So once I was able to physically and environmentally work on my body, then the emotions started coming up that were suppressed, that probably caused the physical ailments. So then that I started to remember jumping in my parents' bed Christmas morning and going out to the Christmas tree. And I said, wow, all that stuff was buried and suppressed, causing illness and disease. It needed to come out, and I needed to experience it as an adult. But as the child, it's not rational. But as the adult, then you have to go back and support that child inside and say, I love you. I'm sorry I didn't support you. But now we're adults. You can trust me. And so I did all that work. And then the spiritual stuff. Now I can tune into animals, to plants, trees, and the environment, other people, sometimes a blessing and a curse. But until you clear those onions of the physical, the environmental, the emotional crap, you can't get to the place of that ascension and self-realization. And it's so beautiful. I wish that everybody could have the life that I have. I have it all. Scary sometimes, because you run into people who haven't done their work, and then you feel like sad for them, if that makes sense.
But yet,
can't judge.
Right. I always see it as their journey, and their journey is just as valid as my journey. They're learning valuable lessons being the way that they are. Right. Yeah. And I take that away. So the spiritual aspect of it, what was your experience with the spirituality and your spiritual self before this transformation?
Before the transformation, I was angry, critical, judgmental. I have several failed relationships, and I'm the greatest common denominator in those failed relationships with lovely people that I still am in contact with and still tell, I love you. My first husband, my second husband, two men that I've been engaged to, I still talk to them and still tell them I love them. It's so beautiful. But I can't even imagine, like my current boyfriend says, I can't believe those guys left you. I'm like, oh, they had every right to leave, or I needed to leave, because I'm not the person that I am today. I said, you're getting the best years of my life, which are only getting better. But yes, I know why those relationships failed. I was horrible, and I was insecure, and I had no confidence, and I saw competition in every beautiful woman, and then wanted to cut them down. It was horrible. It was a horrible vibration to live in, which is where disease lives. It doesn't live in love and gratitude. So now when I go out into the world, I compliment people very genuinely. People have beautiful eyes and outfits and energy, and it's just so beautiful. And so now I can tune into the best of everybody and experience and appreciate that they're on a journey. And I can hug people and just love people in such a different way, because the harmonic egg and the sound and light therapy has cleared all that past trauma that was creating the fear and the insecurity. It's so beautiful.
That is so beautiful. Yeah, it's like having a satellite dish. It's all covered in bird poop and dust and leaves and everything. You got to clear all that off so it can receive the best, right?
I love that analogy.
So before this transformation, were you religious? Were you brought up in a spiritual tradition? Was your family talking about spirituality and God and the universe and everything? Did you have that back?
I was raised Catholic. I had to go to church every Sunday, went to a Catholic school with the nuns, and I thought it was a bunch of crap. I didn't really ever resonate with it. And then at 14 years old, we had a priest that would take groups of teens to Aspen and basically molest the girls and wouldn't touch the boys. And we had people that interacted with our group at the chalet that would literally come to us and say, why doesn't he tell the boys he loves them? Why aren't the boys like coming and sitting on his lap? And we would be questioned. And here I was 14 years old, right? I'm like, I don't know. And so that kind of spoiled my, at 14 years old, you don't know what God is. The priest is God, right? Right. So that spoiled my image of God. And I walked away from God. Then the universe, as funny as it is, had me in a relationship with an evangelist years later.
Okay.
Yeah. Who happened to be Elvis Presley's stepbrother, David Stanley. And so I came back to God, but in between that time, I met a shaman and had spiritual journeys to Egypt and Peru and Malaysia and Indonesia, and was exploring Buddhism, Hinduism, you know, so many different things. So I have this well-rounded view that I thought, I'm at the conclusion now that we don't need organized religion. We need to love each other. We're all connected. And it's a spiritual feeling in a connection with our higher self. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of where I landed with all that experience. There's so many different stories. I know there's the Holy Bible, and then there's the Quran, and there's the, I don't remember what the Mormon church has. There's, but everybody has their own Bible. But I think the stories are kind of the same, but it's also written by human beings. Did they interpret it properly? Just like, did they just study one swarm of bees?
Right. Oh my God. Full circle. I love that. And you've got a book too. And the book is Unlocking the Ancient Secrets to Healing, Why Science is Looking to the Past for the Future of Medicine. So what is this book about?
So this book, I wanted it to be written anonymously. I didn't want to be known. I didn't want to be in the spotlight. I've seen people in the spotlight and you get judged and criticized, and you get people putting their energy into you or at you. And I just didn't want to deal with it. But I was told by my guides and some people in my life, some mentors, how are you going to do interviews? How are you? I said, I don't know. Just make it anonymous. So the story, I guess, they shared with me needed to be told. Who is this person, Gail Lynn, that downloaded or manifested this large wooden egg? And so you get the story of how I came to this conclusion. And then you get 90 or so references with the science of how sound and light can heal, where there's a section on light, a section on sound. And then there's testimonials from a DO doctor, from musicians, from clients. So it's not just me saying that it works, because that's so egotistical, but it's people are like, oh, she's biased. She said it. So there's a lot of stories in there as well. I have thousands of stories that, you know, every day there's a new story. And so there's the stories in it. And then there's how you can use sound and light at home. So the story that I have for today because it just happened before this call. I have a guy that I work with at a company that's one of my vendors, and he has PTSD. We're trying to shift it to PTS. He was in the military, and the VA is not helping him. However, I asked him to go to an ag center, and he is in a state that has a center right in his city. And he said it's too expensive. He can't afford it on his hourly wage. So that to me is very sad. It's very sad that things that help you are not affordable. So I wrote in the book, how can you use sound and light at home if you can't afford it? But then I offered to pay for a session for him, and he had to turn me down because he can't take a gift from a client. He could get fired. What a crazy, stupid environment are we living in? So I told him, I said, I will call this person that owns the center, and I will ask them to offer you a free session. And they don't work for you. You don't work for them. I said, why wouldn't you try this to help yourself? And the reason should not be because I can't afford it. That is such, I want to swear, but I'm not. That is so wrong, because this is here for the masses, not the classes.
Mm-hmm. Right. I agree. Well, and to that point, on your website, you do have music for sale.
Yes.
Different frequencies. Is this the same music that is played through the harmonic egg?
Yes. It's consciously created music. It comes with a song sheet that'll tell you this is the tone it's created in. This is the colors that are intended for it. These are the instruments, and they'll work with these chakras, these organs, these systems in the body. So this has all been downloaded to me. I'm not a musician. I don't have the background in music, but I hired the musicians that have a very high heart energy and very high vibrational, very loving. And so you feel that love. You feel the love in the harmonic egg, because every center owner is kind of bound, but they want to follow the protocol of love and integrity and community, and really support the people that come to their egg that they love. So yes, the music is available. And then I write in my book how you can use the colors of your clothing, the foods that you eat. I was just recently interviewed on Rainbow Food Rocks. And so eating the rainbow, and just so amazing what you can do for yourself at home. And a lot of people, including my boyfriend, he's crazy, wears black t-shirt, blue jeans every day. And his skin is all wrinkled up. I mean, it's just, black is a bad color to wear for your skin, for absorbing colors and light. And so I try to wear the rainbow, but I was recently told that some bright colors really wash out my pale face. So, you know, I'm going to just wear it as rings and jewelry, and I'll find the color in socks or other places. And I also eat the rainbow.
Right. I think that is very important, because I believe in color frequencies. I mean, look, if you're watching on YouTube, I'm wearing a bright lime green shirt. So I think that that is very important. It reflects back to us, and we take in the vibrations of the color. So how can we set up places in our home to reflect this as well? Is it just adding pillows and things, or is there something more?
Absolutely. You could do that. If you see in the background, if you're watching this on video, I have blue in my office for the very calming, cooling color. I also have a quartz powder that was mixed into the paint as a kind of to get rid of the EMFs and to create a calmness with the quartz crystal. I have it in my bedroom as well. My bedroom is purple. So you can paint the rooms. You don't want to put, say, yellow in your kitchen, because it increases your appetite. You know, so there's things you don't want to do. But if you ever notice, look at the fast food signs. They're all reds, yellows, oranges, and banks are greens, blues, very calming. So it's funny to watch how people have designed their logos around what they want to attract.
Interesting.
You can wear jewelry. You can wear clothes. You can pillows, scarves. Oh gosh, you can put color everywhere in your home. My house is so colorful, but you can also have a sacred space in a room with colored light bulbs. You can go to, we can get it online, but I don't want to promote some of the big stores. So, but you can go to a store and get colored light bulbs. And when you buy this consciously created music on our website, you can use the color intentions, change out your light bulb, and just sit with that while you're listening to the music. It is so powerful.
Right. It is so powerful. So the egg, it is bathing people in these colors, and the colors seem to be matched with the music. Is that must be intentional, I'm sure.
it's also with your intention. So if you have the intention of reducing inflammation, you're going to probably see yourself in the egg with blues, calming, cooling, purples that are relaxing and detoxing to help reduce inflammation. When I go into the harmonic egg and listen to a piece of music, it gives me the colors that are intended for that piece of music. And sometimes I question myself because the musician said, no, I think it's these two colors. So I switched it up to the colors the musician said. And then when the client came out, he said, I saw yellow, like sunshine. I go, that's interesting because that is a color intended for this piece of music. Yet he was not on yellow.
Right. Oh, that's so interesting.
Cool.
Yeah. So I know that there are frequencies of color that we cannot perceive with our eyes. They're just outside of our normal wavelength. Are those colors present in the egg?
People have, and I have also experienced when I finished a session and I come out and I see green, it's a different color green. I'm perceiving colors differently after sessions. Everything looks more vibrant. It pops differently. So yes, if you are paying attention and you're sensitive, there will be a shift in how you perceive color.
Right. Yeah. People who've had near-death experiences, and I do QHHT hypnosis, people will travel to different realms, different dimensions and things, and they'll come back and they'll talk about the different colors that we just don't have here because these are different frequencies. So yeah, it just makes me think about the frequencies that are inherent in light, in white light, and whether we get those in the egg or anyplace else. You know, and I was sitting there analyzing the whole thing as I was telling you before, and I thought I was covered up with a blanket, and I thought, oh, well, I'm not getting the light because I'm under a blanket. And then I was like, no, Christy, you're overthinking this.
There are eye doctors, optometrists, ophthalmologists, I think is the names that they use, that say you have to have your eyes open during the session because only the color can only be absorbed through the optic nerve, which I've proven wrong. Think about the sunlight. You're laying out in the sun. You're absorbing all this beautiful vitamin D and different frequencies through your auric field, through your skin. So you do not have to have your eyes open. You can absorb. Now we do tell the center owners, do not use a polyester blanket. You know, that kind of synthetic material can block energy flow. So they should have, they're required to have bamboo, organic cotton, organic wool, some very natural fibers. So you're not blocking the energy.
Right. Yeah. So the light frequency, the sound frequency can come through your clothing, provided it's not overly synthetic, and then can come through the blankets and everything. So we shouldn't really worry about that.
Right. Yeah. It's absorbing through your auric field, your energy field. Now, if people say they want to get a little crazy and they want to come to the center and they really want to prepare, you know, they should wear some kind of an organic material or non-synthetic material. But I've been in there with jeans and polyester shirts and pants, and it still works. It's somewhat magical.
Right. Yeah. Again, through your auric field, this can come. Right. Absolutely. Is there anybody who should not be in the harmonic egg?
Well, we haven't had any experiences. Sometimes they say red light therapy can increase cancer because it's so stimulating. We don't use enough red light to harm anybody. But if you're going to use the Juve or a Novathor bed, you want to be careful if you have something, because I've seen clients with even using the Beamer mat that has exacerbated their Grover's disease, Parkinson's, different Morgellons disease. It's getting worse because it's very stimulating and it just kind of spreads things. So we thought maybe congestive heart failure because they can't drink a lot of water, but we found that that is an emotional release that they need. They need to get into the egg to help support their body with this process. Pacemakers are fine. Metal in the body's fine. Schizophrenia has been interesting because the center owners are trained, but drumming seems to not be good for schizophrenia, but piano seems to be brilliant and lovely. So there's different waveforms of the instruments is how I study the frequencies. So the waveforms of the instruments and what they do to the body, the organs, the systems, the chakras. And so what we found is drumming can be overstimulating for several, even PTS. If you've been in a situation with bombs or something like that, drumming's not necessarily a good protocol for you, but we have protocols for everybody.
Right. So, children.
Yeah. Children. They're very calming, cooling. We keep the children on golds, blues, greens, and purples. not reds and oranges, very stimulating colors. Same with animals. We don't do the stimulating colors with animals or the autistic community. And so with children, they go on lower volume. Pregnant women go on a lower volume because each session with a pregnant woman is done for the baby, not for the mother. And because the baby benefits, the mother benefits. It's a lovely experience. And we've had women in there breastfeeding when they, to release the trauma of, say, a C-section where they had an epidural and the baby was just ripped away from them. It's one of the most traumatic experiences we have in our life. So they come in with their baby to clear that right away. So the baby doesn't grow up with those traumas. Beautiful.
Wow. Beautiful. That is beautiful. And animals can do it too.
We do remote sessions with animals. I've worked on dolphins, horses, dogs, cats, all kinds of animals that can do remote sessions.
How do you do a remote session?
So you have a photo. So for example, I just found it's called Island Dolphin Care. I can say it because I support them through my nonprofit, and they had a sick dolphin. So I took a picture of the dolphin from them and put the dolphin's name on there. And the dolphin actually showed me what colors she wanted and showed me how to write her name. It was really kind of crazy. And did a session. She had water on the brain, which is a strange disease for a dolphin that lives in the water. And she's lovely. And she was born in captivity. So technically, she was never taught by her handlers to release the energy of what she was taking on from others.
Right.
So I was able to support her and say, you have to release this. This isn't yours. And she is significantly better after 3 sessions. However, there's also veterinarians working on her. So, you know, who knows what the combination is. But she shared with me a lot of beautiful information. At one point, she wanted me to spread rose petals on her picture, which was an interesting request. And she didn't want her picture near any electronic devices at any time. So very tuned in, very intuitive. And then she happened to go deaf. And so I said, well, we're going to do this session, the next session around you getting your hearing back. And she said, no, this is an experience I want to have. I want to teach my family of dolphins how to deal with me being deaf. They have so much sonar that she doesn't need to hear.
Right.
She wants to teach the humans about supporting a deaf dolphin. So she wanted to have the experience.
Right. Oh, that's fascinating, Gail. That is so cool. Wow. Now, is there anything that you think is important that we haven't talked about, we haven't mentioned?
I have some notes here, so let me look.
Sure.
I guess the only other thing that I wanted to talk about is money and people's perception of money. This is just something I think I wanted to share that, you know, when is enough enough? And so when I created my company, I didn't want the pyramid. I wanted it to be more like a little hill. And so I wanted to support all my center owners in an abundant business model of cooperation and not competition. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to be that one that was just taking royalties, taking from all their hard work. And I feel like it's more of the matriarchal divine feminine business model. And this is where I think corporations need to get to is their CEOs, the gentleman that couldn't afford a session. I'm not going to swear. His CEO was making, it was 18.2 or something million dollars a year.
Right.
And he said, sometimes on a paycheck day, he has to go fight for his paycheck because he's got to ask and ask and ask, where's my paycheck? Where's my paycheck? That is terrible. I'm sorry, but when is enough enough? And when does that kind of money corrupt somebody and make them feel like they're superior and make them feel like they're better than everybody else? We need to have more balance. And this is about radiate balance. We need more balance financially, as well as spiritually, emotionally, physically, and environmentally. So I really feel like I hope that companies out there will start to have more balance and level that pyramid and start sharing the wealth. Because when is enough enough? I mean, what do you really need? Do you need a boat, a plane, and 6 cars? And I live on more experiences, the bee hut.
Right.
We're going to Santorini, Greece here soon. The experiences in my life are important, not the material things.
Absolutely.
I hope people can hear that message and maybe shift a little bit.
I hope so too. Yeah, the conscious capitalist movement is very important. And I think it's catching on. I hope and pray it's catching on. So as of now, it is not possible to have one of these harmonic eggs like in your home. Is it you're all in centers?
Depends on the size room. We have probably a half a dozen in people's homes.
Oh.
Yeah, if you have a room that's large enough, I actually have one in my home.
I don't doubt that at all. Interesting. Right. Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, because
we have a home unit now too. So the home unit is only 48 inches in diameter and it's lined with oak. And it's a beautiful piece of furniture for getting a lift. It's called Let It Flow Therapy, a lift at home.
Oh, that's so cool. You know, again, I recently had somebody on the podcast, Thomas Fries, who works with wood and talks about the different qualities that wood has, just like crystals. I had no idea. It's fascinating. So I'm sure that the oak has some properties that make this really effective. It's amazing.
Absolutely. Yeah, I would love to meet these people that you've interviewed, if you would like to introduce us, because I'm always looking for how can I make my products better.
That's fantastic. Yeah, I'd love to hook you up. Now, the website is harmonicegg.com, spelled just like you would imagine harmonic egg to be spelled. And, you know, my second home is Switzerland, and I found that there's an egg center not too far from Geneva. So I'm planning to see family out there too. So this is wonderful. And hopefully these harmonic egg centers will grow and grow. Now, those listeners who are in the Kansas City area, we do have many in the Kansas City area. There is Harmonic Health and Wellness in Lenexa, Kansas. And that's where I had my egg experience. And I hope that everybody can have one of these experiences because it's really amazing. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Gail, for joining me. This has been a pleasure. I've been looking forward to this ever since I saw you on Gaia.
Thank you. Oh, yes. It was amazing. And you're a great interviewer. I always like to share something new in every interview because I think a lot of these gurus, they say the same thing over and over again. I want to be known as, every time I hear Gail, I learn something new. And so your questions were amazing. Thank you so much. I love to meet new people and see how the conversation flows with them.
Right, right. Well, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Radiate Wellness is an international community of holistic and alternative healers dedicated to helping you create spiritual, energetic, and physical well-being. To learn more about our practitioners, services, classes, and events, or to schedule an appointment, visit us at radiatewellnesscommunity.com.